you know, just kind of looking back at the from the start of the 2007 season, just looking at how many just amazingly dominating wins this team has had over that span. It really has been historic, even compared with some of the great teams of all time, the 80s Niners, the 70s Raiders and Steelers. Is there a certain makeup or something you see about this team that leads to these, you know, just dominating victories? Something you see?
That's a good question. I don't know if I've, you know, really taken a look at it from that standpoint, or just other than, you know, I think the players do a good job of trying to come in and really focus on what we're doing that week and try to, you know, do that for 60 minutes of a football game. And that's really what we're trying to do, is to try to play, you know, 60 minutes of good football. And sometimes things go our way and sometimes they don't. So I think really that's the main focus, is just our guys trying to really, you know, play for the full game, fully concentrated and you know, prepared to go out and execute for 60 minutes. That's really what we're trying to do.
And is there a message that, you know, never let off the gas? Is there that big message that you guys preach?
I think it's just, you know, it's exactly, you know, we got to play for 60 minutes. We got to be alert and aware. The league is just too good. The teams are too good to, you know, not be fully focused. Otherwise, it just, things can happen in an instant where, you know, where teams are going to score, and people are going to, you know, take advantage of opportunities. So we really got to just be alert the entire game.
You guys have really shown an ability lately, especially, of generating turnovers, and a lot of times those have been cashed in by the offense with points on the other end. Can you talk about that dynamic a little bit? I know everyone says that they practice and want to force turnovers, but what's allowed you guys to generate such a high number of them?
Well, you know, I mean, it's going to be exactly like everything else we do is practice, obviously, is going to be a big emphasis for us, whether it's turnovers or tackling or fundamentals, trying to put an emphasis point on that. And, you know, I think it's something that teams or any team is trying to do as much as they can. I think we've been in a good position where the guys have made some plays and some opportunities to be able to get the turnovers and, you know, have an opportunity to either knock a ball out or, you know, step in front of a pass or whatever it may be. But I just think it's something we obviously, you know, we try to work at really hard and put an emphasis point on, and hopefully, you know, we can sustain that.
Bill talked about this a little bit last night. Could you build off some of his thoughts on Vince? You know, numbers don't necessarily translate, or probably don't tell the whole story on his impact last night. He was really just, as he usually is, all over the field.
Yeah, I mean, obviously he's, you know, staple of our defense, extremely impact player for us, where, you know, statistically, you know, things might not show up or might not be apparent to, you know, just the average play, but there's a whole bunch of other things that are going on behind the scenes that either free up another player or allow a player to play off him, or just he's so disruptive in general that it really allows the other guys to play you know, aggressive off of him, which is obviously beneficial to us. I mean, you know, you can just take the play from last night where, you know, Sanchez, you know, ran the ball and, you know, ran into the guard and fumbled. I mean, obviously Vince is doing a great job of just, you know, forcing the guard back and just kind of, I think, it actually surprised Sanchez of how quickly he kind of got popped back. So, I mean, just little things like that that, you know, may not show up on stats that are, you know, critically important to our defense.
I know this is a weird week with two games and, you know, 5 days and no padded practices, but did you see or get to see any progress with Aqib Talib?
Well, you know, I mean, the work week is what it is as far as a short week. I mean, I definitely think the guys, the defense, the team really attacked the week in a good manner with a good frame of mind of really knowing they had to kind of turn Monday into a Wednesday, if you will, for us, and just get going. So he certainly was on board with that program and really did a good job of, you know, studying film, studying the opponent, and, you know, just obviously with communication and some of the things that we do defensively, that was a big point of emphasis for us this week in practice. It's just, you know, again, it'll be a growing building process to, you know, get him up with everybody else who's been obviously here for the entire season, but he's doing a good job of that and really trying to improve some of the little things that might necessarily you might not think of as far as, you know, obviously the on-field play, but there's a lot of, whether it's fundamentals, communication, or things like that behind the scenes that need to also take place. So it's really kind of been the focus.
So I guess just to build on that just a little, is it fair to say you're impressed with what he's able to do behind the scenes? I mean, you know, we get a chance to measure him on the field, but we don't get to see him behind the scenes. Do you like him in the playbook as a student and all that stuff?
Yeah, I mean, I would definitely say, like, all of our defensive players, all of our players on this team, we really, you know this kind of sounds the same, but I just, you really can't understand the dedication these guys put into every week to focus and study and get ready for each game. You know, these games are so very difficult, very tough. He is right on board with all that, you know, which has been great.
Just one more for me. What were some impressions that you had of Patrick Chung in his return last night?
Yeah, you know, Patrick came back in, you know, to help us out. Obviously, we had a specific package that we were trying to help him, you know, in the game and you know, being a player for us, it is a multiple player. You know, he does a lot of things for us. So it was good to see him back out there, you know, trying to, you know, to help the team. Certainly is a step in the right direction, being out in the field and you know, contributing. So we're just going to try to build off that and, you know, try to improve it.
Thanks again.
Appreciate it. Thanks, guys.